getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And salutations and greetings once again, ladies and germs. We're ready to go with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we play old-time records for an hour every week here on the show. You probably figured that out because you probably heard the show before. But just in case, that is what's going on today. So we're glad to have you with for another show. What is going on this week? I have no idea. Yeah, I'm just going to start playing the records and we'll fill you in on the rest of the world as things go on. Shall we do that? I have the show starting out with Little Wally and the Harmony Boys doing Roses Are Red as a polka. And it sounds considerably different than the Bobby Vinton pop hit of the 1960s. So here you go.
Sign this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school, and when the big day came, I wrote into your book, next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Far away, and you found someone new. I read your letter, dear, then wrote to you. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, good luck, may God bless you. Is that your little girl? She looks a lot like you. Someday some boy will write in her book too. Roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
They're polkaing it up there a little bit compared to the Bobby Vinton version that you might remember from the hit record radio pop charts back in the 60s. Roses are red here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're spinning the records again like we do every week here on the show. And I need to clarify something before I forget. Last week, I played the Flying Red Horse Polka. And it is escaping me the name of the band that played it. But anyway, I played the song, and I talked about how when I think of a flying red horse, I think of the Firestone logo horse. That's wrong. It's not the Firestone red logo horse that I think of. It's the Mobil Oil flying red horse logo that I think of. You remember Mobile has that horse, and it's a Pegasus, I think. And actually, the Firestone people, if I believe, have a winged foot. It almost looks like a sneaker, like a Converse sneaker with wings on it in their logo. And but you could see how when you're not really thinking about it, a sneaker with wings in an itty-bitty logo, you might think it's a horse with wings. But I was actually thinking of the Mobil Oil Flying Red Horse or the Pegasus logo. So I just wanted to clear that up after last week, because there's probably some, you know, oil can collecting buff out there who heard me last week. And they're like, you idiot, it was not Firestone that had the big red horse logo. It was Mobil Oil. So, all right, I'm glad we squared that up. I found this record. Let me find the sheet here that goes with this. I don't know if any of you are square dancers or round dancers or dancers of that ilk. I know you're polka dancers or you wouldn't be here. But there were a couple of record companies, several actually, back in the 50s and 60s, even into the 70s, that put out records specifically for dancing. Round dance records, polka dance records, square dance records, with the calls or without the calls. And you could have a guy call them himself. Remember those big record players had the microphones with them? So you could play a square dance record and do your own calls and stuff. Anyway, I got a bunch of those records. And, of course, there's not really many polkas in there, but I did find one. I found, what is the name of the band? Oh, the Sundowners Band, doing the Patty Cake Polka. And they all these records, they're 45s, and they came with instruction sheets to tell you how to do the recommended dance along with the record, see. And this is the Patty Cake Polka. It says it's a round dance and mixer is what it says, see. Starting position, partners facing, both hands joined with... What does that say? It's in like secret code dancing abbreviations. M's back toward center. M's back toward center. I don't know. It's all, and then you have opposite footwork. Oh, M is men's, huh? For men and women throughout the dance. Steps described are for the man. Uh-huh. So the first thing you do is you go heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, slide, 2, 3, 4. I have no idea what that means, but I have the instructions here. For the Patty Cake Polka. Now, it says here, in case you care, that the music for the Patty Cake Polka is purposely arranged and phrased so that it may be used for almost any 8, 16, or 32-bar polka dance routine. Try using it for your locally favored polkas for added pleasure. So I assume that's what y'all are going to do. You will now dance your locally favored polkas for added pleasure. Here's the Sundowners Band and the Patty Cake Polka. Thank you. right, there's the Sundowners Band, the Patty Cake Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I hope you were able to do your, what do they say in the instructions here, your locally favorite polka to the music for added pleasure. So there you go. That's from the folks at Windsor Records from back in the day. I wonder if there's a date on this. Some of these did have dates on them. I got a bunch of these great old dance records. Let me see here. It does not say. The flip side is Ramblin' Reuben. It also is a round dance with a lot more instructions to it than the one that we just played. So anyway, yeah, you're in the middle of Tim Zumpa Hour. If you're wondering, if you just arrived here and you're like, what the heck? We play old-time records, polkas, waltzes, whatever. We have a schottische in line for the show this week even. So stand by for that. And I need to mention a World of Accordions Museum. Yes, I do, in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by and pay them a visit when you get a chance, if you find yourself in the area. They're located on Belknap Street in Superior. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. One of the only places in the world where you can learn to repair and maintain these instruments. They have a accordion and concertina repair and technician school there. They have a beautiful concert hall. And now with the nice weather on the way, finally up here in the northern part of the country, they have all kinds of activities and events. You could check out the calendar of events, the schedule, if you will, on their website, worldofaccordions.org. They have jam sessions and educational things and picnics and parties and stuff. And just check it out. A lot of special guests, musical guests, educational guests and everything. Check it out. Maybe add it to your itinerary should you be in the area vacationing this year. A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Have a look. See you. All right. Back to the records here. Mickey Mouse Polka. Always one of my favorites. Jimmy Broch and the Happy Country Boys on Guide Records out of Houston, Texas.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That spells Mickey Mouse. The drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost. We think that he's the most. C-A-S P-R-G-H-O-S-T. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll do their best for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N.
There you go. That is the Mickey Mouse Polka, one of many versions of that that's been recorded by a lot of different bands. That's Jimmy Broch and the Happy Country Boys here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records for you. We do it every week here on the show, so glad you're out there listening to us, because otherwise I'm just listening to records myself, which is a good thing. I do it all the time, but it's more fun when you're sharing, you know what I mean? Over here on turntable number two, it's Gino and the G-Notes. Here's a Polish Proud Polka. Thank you. Gino and the G-Notes and the Polish and Proud Polka here on Tim's Zoom Power. That's a lot of alliteration. The Polish Power Polka, Gino and the G-Notes. Anyway, there you have it here on the show. Weather reports from northern Minnesota. Hey, it's not bad. Let me tell you, it's starting to act like spring around here. And now that we're into the month of April, we can park wherever we want to. For those of you who may live where it never snows, if you're listening like in Florida or Texas or somewhere, I shouldn't say Texas. I got snowed in at the airport in Dallas once. I've never flown commercial in my life. The one time I do it, I get snowed in at the Dallas airport. That was 9 years ago. Crazy. Every other airline was flying, but American said, nope, we're not going. And we just stood there in the light snow watching all the other airlines leave while we got ready to sleep on the floor of the Dallas airport. Anyway, it's starting to act like springtime up here, and most of the snow is gone. Hopefully it'll stay that way. But that means we can park anywhere, because in our little town, and a lot of the towns up here, they have what they call alternative street parking. You park on the odd numbered side of the street on odd numbered days on the calendar, and on the even side of the street on even numbered days on the calendar. And that's so that there's always one side of the street free so the snowplow can make it down that side of the road. Although this year we got very little snow, so we spent a lot of time staying out of the way of snowplows we didn't need. When it snowed like a son of a gun. But anyway, but April 1st, baby, we can park any place we want, so we're all pretty excited about that. Are you in the concertina mood? Well, I hope so. That's the name of the song, In the Concertina Mood. Here are the Deutschmeisters. Deutschmeisters there, and in the concertina mood here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget now, you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, make a request, or ask questions, or say, why are you doing this? Whatever. There are many ways you could do that. You can email us, first of all, oompahour@aol.com is a very easy way to get a message to us here at the Oompa Hour. You can call or you can text, because we have an Oompa Hour hotline. It's area code 218-259-2985. I'm almost getting to where I remember that now without using my scratch paper. 218-259-2985. We are prepared now. I can actually read text messages at that number. And, of course, you can leave a phone message, too, because we don't. Odds that we'll answer it live is not likely, because we don't know when you're hearing this show, because it's broadcast all around the country. But anyway, so do that. 218-259-2985 via email, oompahour@aol.com. And, hey, if that doesn't work, You can even go to Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you to us, all right? Happy Louie and the band here. What are they doing? Oh, they're doing Fiddle Diddle. There you go. Happy Louie and his polka band there. That's called Fiddle Diddle. And it's here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yeah, spinning the records, doing our thing here on what really looks like a beautiful spring day here in northern Minnesota. So I'm pretty happy about that. Eddie and the Slovenes are ready to go over here. This one's called On the Mountain.
Thank you.
There you have Eddie and the Slovenes here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, rocking out the old-time records. Is that what we're doing? Sure we are. We can call it that if we want to. Hey, don't forget, if you have any requests or any bands you'd like to hear on the show, I appreciate a little guidance. Otherwise, it's just a free-for-all, and you got to listen to what I pick, which is okay, too. You can leave a message, 218-259-2985. Is the number. I forgot who's over here on turntable number two now, for Pete's sake. Ah, Billy Kowalczyk and his orchestra, and they're doing Hot Lips. Yo, that's Hot Lips, and nothing like the Henry Bussey big band hit back in the 40s. Was that with Paul Whiteman's orchestra? I thought that was Henry Bussey's own orchestra, because he had played with Paul Whiteman for a long time. Anyway, Billy Kowalczyk there, his orchestra, Hot Lips on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Promised you we always do a waltz in the show. We also, we have a Shottish coming up, too, but let's waltz it for a while. Here's the accordion man waltz, Roman Rizek and his orchestra.
Muziku, co si měl rád, dneska jen málo kdy uslyší hrát. Za to však saxofon na samý jazz, na naše písnička pryč už je dnes. Že bylo milejší za dávných let, bývalo docela jinačí svět. Než se vše změnilo i česká krev, jiný je muzika, jiný je zpěv. Kdo by si nespomněl, jak mýval rád písničky, který dnes neslyší rád. Jednu si každý však pamatuje, od srdce rad si ji zanotuje. Na našem starém dvoře kudičký harmonikář hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky potůčkem tekly na tvář. Hrával nám písničky, že až nám slzičky potůčkem tekly na tvář.
there you go. That's for all you waltzers out there. I saw you out there in your kitchen doing that little waltz this morning. You betcha. Let's snap it up a little bit. Johnny P. Conn and the orchestra. Here's the Dream Train Polka. That's the Dream Train Polka with Johnny Pecan here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and you'll remember now we promised you a shottish in the show, and the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. The Blue Banners, this is the O Susanna Shottish.
We'll be right back.
you go. That's the Blue Banners, the O Susanna Schottische here on Tibbs Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, hey, it's time for another one of those records, just like a standard record, one of the standards in the world of polka music. Everybody knows this. Almost any band that was worth their weight in polka beer, I don't know what I'm saying, learned to play this song. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks, this had to be one of the biggest selling records in the world of polkas. Here's Who Stole the Kishka.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pierogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found a kishka, Yasho found a kishka, Yasho found a kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found a kishka, he found a kishka, he found a kishka, Yasho brought it back.
All right, there you go. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. Who stole the kishka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And you know what we're going to do? Just because so much fun, we're just going to turn that record over and play the other side. Because this is one of those records that Columbia put out where they put like a good song on each side, you know, like one of those reissued jobs so that it'll make you buy it. And it's got Frankie Yankovic doing the Too Fat Polka on the other side. And as long as you have the one side and the other side's in your hand, why would you not play it? You know, on a rock and roll radio station back in the 60s, they would say, time now for a Frankie Yankovic double play here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And then they'd make a big deal out of it. But I just thought it'd be fun to turn the record over. And even though this is politically incorrect, I don't care. Here's Frankie and the Yanks and the Too Fat Polka.
Here's a silly ditty, you can't sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle you can't sing at night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sang the tune.
Yoi, ayo ne chuti you zemi, ona debela, ona debela. Yoi, ona debela. Ayo ne chuti you zemi, ona debela, 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 ona debela.
I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jum, jum, jumbo.
I'm the one you can have her. She's too fat for me. Too, too fat for me. Doggone fat for me. Oh, I'm the one you can have her. She's too fat for me. Rose too fat, too, too fat. She's too fat for me.
Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coop? By herself she's a group. Could she possibly sit upon my knee? No, no, no. She's a Tucson,
She's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. Debella
Troppo grass.
She's too fat for me. Hey!
They have it, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. I had a double play, two songs in a row. Why? Because we can. And why? Because they're great songs. And why? Because each song was only 2 minutes long. And if you're going to have a song that short, you might as well play both sides of the records, for Pete's sake. Here we are in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We have Bob Mostel and his Polka Sharps and the Quitico Polka. Yo, that's the Quitico Polka. I think that's how you say that. I really don't know. Bob Mostel and his Polka Sharps. Great name for a band. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Still a little ways to go on the show this week. I get a few more great records in here. The Steel City Brass are up next. And what the heck is this called now? One of these really long titles. The Shoe Goes on the Other Foot Polka. Well, it takes two lines on the record anyway. Here it is.
Go on hurting me, and I'd be your fool and wait at home alone. You go on and have your fun like you were free. Tonight I'll have some pleasures of my own. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight. Cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. Each time you walk out the door, you walk on me, and leave the door wide open for the blues.
fly away from me like you were free. You must think there are wings upon your shoes, but the shoe goes on the other foot tonight. We'll find out if two wrongs can make a right. Tonight I'll push my heartaches out of sight, 'cause the shoe goes on the other foot tonight.
That is the Steel City Brass there. One of those songs, that's one of those phrases that makes absolutely no sense when you stop to think about it. What is the, I got to look up the origin of that. The shoe goes on the other foot tonight, they're singing in the song. We've all heard that phrase. Wow, the shoe on the other foot. What does that mean? Let's think of the possible variations. All right, let's see. Well, you're going to wear your right shoe on your left foot. That would be the shoe on the other foot. It'd be a pair of shoes on the wrong feet is what it would be. That would be horribly awkward, and you wouldn't like it very much. So maybe the shoe goes on the other foot, meaning he's going to wear her shoes. She's going to wear his shoes. That's not going to work. Odds of size compatibility are very minimal in this instance, and he's not going to want to be out on the heels anyway, so that doesn't make any sense. So maybe between them, they only have one shoe. And she was out with the shoe, and now he's going to go out with the shoe and show teacher a lesson. None of it makes any sense. What is the reasoning behind the shoe goes on the other foot? I don't get it. But anyway, the shoe goes on the other foot tonight if you're a member of the Steel City Brass here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got another record ready to roll here, but before we do that, we'll do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, so there, we got that out of the way. We got to find another record to play. Oh, look, here's one over here on turntable number one. It's the Mary Lou Hello. Hello, Mary Lou Polka, Walter Sisolak, and the Musical Ambassadors.
Big brown eyes my way, and knew I wanted you forevermore. Now I'm not one that gets around, where my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before,
I said, hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, hon, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I do, Mary Lou, we never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye,
no choice, my horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around
Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou. We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
It did not sound like that when Ricky Nelson sang it, let me tell you. Huh? There's the Hello Mary Lou Polka, Walter Sisolak and his musical ambassadors. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And before we get to the end of the show, because that does tend to sneak up on me, I need to remind you now, if you want to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, maybe you want to make a request, you have a question or a dedication, how to do it, oompahour@aol.com is the email address. Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, or the hotline to which you can text message or call and leave a message. 218-259-2985 is how you do that. All right. So I think this is going to be the last record of the show here. And this is an example of sometimes when I don't know how to pronounce the name, I tend to not play the record. And it's just stupid because I think it's the Kreiger Brothers, K-R-Y-G-E-R, Kreiger Brothers. I had looked up where they were from, and then I set it over here where I can't read it. From Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, it says here. Kreiger Brothers. All right. Slovenian style polka music. And what is the name of the record? I hate when I forget these things. By the Water Polka. I knew I'd figure it out.
Jadę koło wody, ja jadę, ja jadę koło wody. A moja dziewczyna mije nogi, a moja dziewczyna mije nogi. A moja dziewczyna mije nogi, a moja dziewczyna mije nogi. Dziewczyna coś zrobiła, dziewczyna, dziewczyna coś zrobiła, że swoje nóżeczki zabrudziła, że swoje nóżeczki zabrudziła, że swoje nóżeczki zabrudziła, że swoje nóżeczki zabrudziła. Wyzierać czy nie jedzie, a już tu mój miły do mnie 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 jedzie.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do the Oompa Hour. You get the records and you play them. Yes, you do.
You know.
And we will be back to do it again next week, all over again. Look at that. That is an example right there, ladies and gentlemen, of live radio, even though this is obviously recorded and played for you later. I do the show live, just like this is a real live show. And what you just heard was the idiot disc jockey playing the commercial again instead of the theme song. You think I would know that. It says right here, play number one for the theme song, number two for the commercial. Yikes already, huh? Anyway, take us out of here, Dick Pillar.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn.
Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Jam Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week, I promise you. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.